Hi, this is Chad Gwinnett of Reignite Youth Ministry at Trinity Evangelical, and you are listening to Worldview Warriors Podcast.
Hi, Mom. Excuse me, bad guys. I am running out of air. Gotta get pumped.
Welcome to the Worldview Warriors Podcast. Challenging and affirming your faith to equip you to impact this generation for Jesus Christ.
Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
It's a transmitter, a radio for speaking to God.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Welcome to this edition of the Worldview Warriors Podcast. My name is Jason DeZurich. Glad you guys can tune in with us today. Got CJ Hitz back with us. You can find more out about our ministry at worldviewwarriors.org. And CJ's ministry is Christian-Speakers.org. You can find out more there about his ministry as well. It's CJ Hitz that I'm hanging out with today. Last week we talked didn't even scratch the surface regarding just the bad effects of pornography and such. But we're just going to head right into it. We read out, actually CJ read out of Proverbs 5, and I really encourage you to read that, because what we're going to talk about really hits on that of basically staying away from, well, women that aren't so good, and helping guys to, if you will, bounce their eyes away from pornography, bounce their eyes away from temptation. So CJ, I'm just going to turn over to you of helping us to live holy lives regarding this whole issue of sex and pornography and et cetera.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to kind of start off with some even, you know, shocking statistics well. You know, Americans spend $15 billion annually on porn. Yes, that's with a B. That exceeds the combined gross of ABC, CBS, NBC networks, which is actually $6.2 billion.
My goodness.
More than all revenues generated by rock and country music, more than every pro football, basketball, baseball franchise combined. That's a big industry.
That's huge.
The combined circulation of Playboy and Penthouse magazines exceeds that of Time and Newsweek. Nearly 900 theaters show X-rated films, and more than 15,000 adult bookstores and video stores offer porn material, outnumbering McDonald's restaurants in the U.S. 3-1. So, Jason, we're selling more than just Big Macs here in this country. Huh. 40 million people regularly visit internet porn sites daily. Please note that some of these stats are even a bit outdated. And okay. So you could just imagine over the last couple of years some of the increases.
40, how much?
40 million.
A day?
A day, just here in the U.S.
Oh, my goodness.
When typing in specific words like pornography, you get over 3 million hits. Ought to show you how prevalent it is online.
Wow.
The average American adolescent will view nearly 14,000 sexual references per year. Yet only 165 of these references deal with birth control, self-control, abstinence, or the risk of STDs. So they're being bombarded with an ungodly message on sex, essentially. Okay. So those are just a few kind of... And another one that I think is interesting is that, people breakdown of male to female. Some of us might think it's just a male problem.
Okay.
That is not true.
All right.
35% or a little over a third of all internet porn users are women. And so, albeit for usually probably a different reason for us guys, it's the eyes, eye candy, so to speak.
Sure.
With women, they're going there to hit some of the social chat rooms that are pornographic. Just some of that stuff that women...
More emotional.
Yearn for, the emotional side of it. Mm-hmm. But yet they're being targeted, just like us guys. And ultimately, the porn industry is about making money. If you can keep a customer for a long time, then that's your goal in any business. And that's to make a dollar.
Yeah.
And they're doing it just through something that is flat out sin.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, the thing is, with the way the internet is, I mean, it's easily accessible. I mean, for the most part... You don't even have to pay for it. I don't understand. I'll be honest. I don't understand how they make money, because a lot of it is just free on the internet. Maybe you got to pay to go somewhere. I don't know how that all works, and we don't need to get into that. But it just blows my mind away how much money is made.
Oh, it's just unreal. Absolutely unreal.
Yeah.
and it's an issue. And I speak to kids, and I meet regularly even seventh grade boys that have written on the back of their response cards after I've spoken to them, CJ, I have a pornography problem, and my parents don't know about it. And actually, I struggled for over 2 years, which means that kid's been dabbling since he was in the fifth grade.
10
years old.
Yeah.
And these kids, they run into this problem, and they just don't know who to go to.
Yeah.
Because they feel like, okay, if I tell mom and dad, I'm in deep water. It's a very shameful thing. Any of us that have ever participated, I shared my testimony last week. Mm-hmm. It's a very shameful thing. You do it and you think, oh, why did I do that? You know, you beat yourself up. And of course, the enemy pours all kinds of accusation, which, you know, by the way, Satan, the word means accuser.
Okay.
You're not worth anything. Why are you even calling yourself a child of God? You claim to be a Christian. You might as well just give this whole thing up. You are a porn addict, and you start to believe some of those things. You start to feel shame, and it's a horrible feeling. And I can just imagine, because I've been there, yeah. You know, seventh grade boys feeling that and wondering, what am I going to do? And just feeling those icky thoughts.
You know what? If a parent is listening to this, you know, what might be a good way to combat this? Meaning not... I mean, first of all, they got to deal with it in their own life, possibly. But if a parent is not struggling with this, and you know they want to discuss this with their child, do you have any ideas of you know how they could discuss it with their child without getting all weird?
Yeah, well, it's always going to be probably a bit uncomfortable. But ultimately, the parent just needs to just bring it up. That's the first step right there. Just bring it up. Know what your child is looking at on the computer. You know, I always tell parents it's not a wise thing to allow your child, your son or daughter, to have the internet inside their bedroom, unsupervised. Yeah. It's best to have that thing right out in the middle of the family room, wherever it is, so that the son or daughter is monitored. And another thing that I recommend is a software. There's tons of software out there, but the one that that I use, I highly recommend because of all the features and the extras that it has.
Okay.
It's something you can find at B, the letter B, and then the word secure.com. Besecure.com. Okay. And there's a software there that you can load on your computer, $49.95 a year. That's $49. Nearly $50 a year, and it's just incredible because what it does is you add email addresses of people that you don't mind having a report sent to every week or 2 weeks, depending on what you choose. Mm-hmm. They have a password. They get to actually look at every single thing that you have clicked on over the course of that week, and it's a way to maintain online integrity. For me, I've got a couple buddies, speaker friends. I've even got my wife, Shelley, on there. And the whopper I always tell people is I actually have my mother-in-law.
Okay.
You better believe that that's motivation right there to stay on the straight and narrow, you know, in terms of what I'm looking at online. Because, you know, those mother-in-laws, they care about...
They're a baby girl.
They're girl, and absolutely. You know how you what you do online reflects how you're treating her daughter.
Yeah,
and not to mention, you know, my mother-in-law is a seminary professor. She she believes in training. You know, those who are going to be in ministry, and this is one of those aspects. And I've had this on my computer, and it's a great safeguard. Not only that, it's got a ton of other little features that. Parents will absolutely love. It's got, you know, you can actually time, you know, when you want your son or daughter to be able to get online. After hours, they won't be able to get online anymore. And you can program that in. There's just a ton of things. And for $50 a year, it's a small price to pay to help keep your son or daughter pure.
Absolutely.
And do what you can. And not only that, it's great for the parents as well because... they could also add their own names,
sure.
And have their own accountability partners. For each account, it's an additional $10 a year.
Okay.
So that's not bad at all.
Nope. And
and well worth it.
Okay, great. I really appreciate that. And so that's just a tool you guys out there can use.
Just one tool.
Absolutely.
And
there's other ones out there like it.
And by the way, if I think to myself, oh, you know what? Maybe I can close out the program so that nobody knows. Well, you do that on Be Secure, and it'll show up in the report. User attempted to shut down program on this time and date. And then you've got some explaining to do. You know? And so there's a lot of little those safeguards. I look at it like this, and I look at this like accountability as well. Any accountability group, they are people lined up, ready to trip you if you're starting to run toward a cliff. Say you got somebody that you really love, and they're bound and determined to run off of a cliff. You know what's going to happen if they do so. So what you do is you say, you know what, I'm going to trip them before they get there, and then we're all going to tackle and get on them and talk sense into them and say, what are you doing, man? Do you realize what's going to happen if you jump off this cliff? That's what happens when we delve into pornography. It's a cliff that the enemy's luring us toward, really to lure us toward our death. Mm-hmm. And too many people love us to want us to go down that road. And so I look at all of these things regarding accountability as people tripping me up because they care about me.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've got me down on the ground, and they're like, what are you doing, man?
Well, and I want to just insert this of that is a great tool, and that's something I want to encourage people to maybe go check out too, whether it's Be Secure or some other one online. I'm sure there's a bunch on there, but you got to remember, everybody, that is just one tool, and when you leave home, you may not be using that anymore. And so, parents, I really want to encourage you to take a read on Proverbs 5 again. I'm just going to read a little bit. It says, my son, pay attention to my wisdom. Listen well to my words of insight, that you may maintain discretion and your lips may preserve knowledge. For the lips of an adulteress drip honey, and her speech is smoother than oil. And it goes on to talk about that. We need to train up our children to go, oh, wait a minute. That's smooth talk. That's the talk that it's talking about in Proverbs, dripping with honey. I like that, but I need to stay away from that for my future spouse's sake.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
Oh, definitely. Not only that, but we need to teach our children that ultimately God is our accountability partner.
Amen.
He's always, you know, watching us, and not in a way like I'm ready to bust you. It's he loves us so much that he's got to discipline us at times. I mean, even Hebrews says God disciplines those he loves. And if he just let us go hell-bent on anything we wanted to do and to allow our desires just to run wild, like, yeah, you know, let's do this thing, he's not really a loving father if he just lets us do that stuff without feeling some of those consequences. And God is the ultimate accountability partner. We can pass, you know, we can basically pull the wool over a lot of friends and family. This software on computers, it's not 100% foolproof. I mean, I don't think anything that man's created is. Ultimately, we have to get to the point where I have that godly that godly fear. That fear of God that says, you know what? I don't want to take advantage of God's grace and what he's given me. And it's just a healthy fear of knowing what God could do, but even in his love, he preserves us. He's patient with us.
You know what? Let me ask you a quick question, CJ. We're going to be needing to wrap up here, but I know you got some more there. But I want to ask you, this is just coming to my mind, if we have a listener out there who's trapped in this, and they're like, I don't know what to do. Do you have any suggestions of maybe how they can tackle this?
Well, first of all, they need to recognize 1 John 1:9, which is, if we confess our sins, he, Jesus, is faithful and just to purify us from all unrighteousness. Mm. There's not an asterisk by the word all that says, well, except see sexual sin below. No, everything. And so that's the first step, confession. Get that out before the Lord. But you need to find a couple trusted people that can pray with you, because James 5:16 says, confess your sins one to another that you may be healed. Mm-hmm. Healing can occur when we pray with like-minded brothers or sisters who care about us. You need to get it out in the open. I always tell people that mold grows really well in damp, dark places. Mm-hmm. But when exposed to the light, it begins to wither and die, especially, the sunlight.
Yeah.
That's what happens with our sin. The longer we keep sin under, it grows into a monster that just gets out of control. And that's what Satan's desire is, steal, kill, and destroy. We get that sin out in the open, and we talk to someone trusted, whether it's a pastor, whether it is that parent, whether it's a couple friends that are walking with the Lord, whatever it is, you need to get that out in the light.
With that, I want to ask, let's say they go to a friend or they go to a pastor or, somebody. And if that person does give them advice or something of saying, it's okay, just don't worry about it, leave it hidden. What would you suggest that person do when they get that kind of advice?
Find some new friends.
Okay.
Or find somebody that's going to be a little harder on you.
Okay.
That tough love, even Jesus gave us steps in terms of even knowing when someone is in sin. Mm-hmm. Taking it before certain people. Obviously, we're not just trying to shout it from the rooftops, look at this person,
Right.
What we're saying, though, is there are steps. Because we love a person, we're not going to let them just continue down in sin. We'll take it to a couple brothers. If that doesn't work, we're going to take it to the elders. If that doesn't work, guess what? Mm-hmm. That's what Jesus said. We take it before the congregation. Now, right. We don't see that really being operated in very well today,
those steps. We don't.
But in order to preserve life and that walk with the Lord, sometimes drastic measures. Now, here's another thing I want to just include.
Yep.
I think there's power in unplugging. In other words, those of you that have a struggle, sometimes unplugging from some basic sources of media that fuel the fire, so to speak, or just kind of whet your appetite, whether it's just even a sitcom that shows a scantily dressed woman. Or seductive talking man, whatever it is, the coarse joking that Ephesians talks about. Unplug for a while. Let fresh air come in. Learn to hear from the Lord in a way you haven't in a while because you've got so much noise going on in your life. There's power in unplugging. That means a media fast. Whether it's 3 days, a week, or 30 days, even if you have to get away from your Facebook or MySpace account, which, by the way, sometimes those things fuel the fire because of the pictures that are listed on those things.
Right.
People can post anything practically and get away with it. But there's power in unplugging, and so let those waters calm in your life, and you'll realize that maybe some of these desires, these appetites that have grown that you think can't be stopped, they begin to diminish because you're not feeding them any longer. And so some of the basic media that we have in our lives can actually just be kindling for a much greater fire of pornography if we allow it to. And so head off those sources right from the beginning. And sometimes it's just a matter of cleaning house. It's not an issue of fasting from it for a week or 30 days. No, you don't say, this week I'm going to fast from strychnine, from this poison, and then I'm going to come back to it because I really miss my poison. No, you realize you've got poison in your life that you've been consuming. You get it out because it's been hurting you. And so in the same way, if you've got little pockets of porn or little vices you've been going to and nobody else knows about it and you know exactly where to go, it's time to clean house, folks. Even if it's music that has been fueling some of those desires within you, it is time to just clean house. Get rid of the toxic waste that's in the house, that's been building up, and it's not an issue of fasting from those things. When I'm talking about fasting, I'm talking about just basic forms of media that are just, it's good to just hear from the Lord in a fresh way and turn off all the noise, even if it's a good, kind of media. Mm-hmm. And so that's my advice. Power and unplugging. Time to clean house.
Yep. And CJ, you've also written a book called The Mathematics of Jesus with your wife.
Yeah.
And, with that book, where can people find that book?
You can actually just go to mathofjesus.com and you can order it there. You can also find it on Amazon. You just type in Mathematics of Jesus. It's going to come up on Amazon. And that book... definitely hits even on a lot of issues of forgiveness and not only receiving it, but extending forgiveness to those that have hurt us, you know, in the past.
Yep. And, it's not just, a lot of people might hear the title and go, math of Jesus, what? But it's really about how to live. Is that right?
Yeah. It's looking at Jesus's teachings and looking at him as the greatest mathematician of all time, because he knew then and he still knows today what adds up to a full life.
All right.
So when we trust his math over ours, we realize that he knew what he was talking about. Sometimes we don't always realize that until we actually follow his teachings and live them.
Right.
We realize what he was talking about then.
Yep, absolutely. Everybody, I've been hanging out with CJ Hitz, and you can find him at christian-speakers.org. And he's also, along with his wife, partnering with Worldview Warriors to go speak and do things with us this year. Just looking forward to partnering together and doing more. If you like him, what you're hearing, we'd love to have him come in and speak at your church or at your school function or whatever you got, the old powwow out back. I don't know, whatever. Yeah. CJ's willing to pretty much go anywhere. Is that true?
That's true. Yeah, we'll go anywhere we're invited.
Yep. Yeah. And what's cool with their ministry is they try to speak together. CJ and Shelly try to travel around and just do ministry together. And they just got a really neat ministry. And so I want to encourage you, go check them out at christian-speakers.org and also at worldviewwarriors.org. We've got information about them there as well. And our new telephone number at Worldview Warriors is 419-310-6249. Love to have you guys give us a call. We're booking events right now. And CJ, got one last thing you want to share with our listeners at all?
You know, I just want to encourage you to stay in the Word. When you fill your mind with God's Word, it yields benefits and fruit that you can't even see sometimes for weeks and months. Mm-hmm. But you will never regret putting God's Word in your head. We will always regret putting some of the images of our culture in our head that seem to plague us almost as viruses. And so feed your mind with what it was created for, and that's God's Word.
Yeah, seek and search out Christ, everybody. Everyone, I want to thank you for taking time to listen to this podcast. I hope it's encouraged you. I hope it's equipped you as well. And everyone, we have got to serve Jesus with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and not be ashamed of it. I also want to let you know, don't forget to listen to the radio show that I do every Sunday night, 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Do Not Keep Silent is the name of that radio show. CJ is going to be a guest on there pretty soon. And you can find that at WXML.cc. You can listen to it live on the internet Sunday night, 7 to 8. Also, if you are in Ohio, Northwest Ohio, that is where we're at, it's 90.1 FM. Really appreciate you guys taking time to be a part of this ministry, and we appreciate all you do. Continue to serve Jesus with everything you got. Take care, and bye-bye.
In case I don't see ya, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.